We're having a little technical difficulties. We're trying to see if we can get back on the air. Okay, we're back now. So sorry about that, folks. We were doing all this talking and we wasn't even on the air. But that's
all those stellar points that I was making.
Yeah,
and you were commenting on.
And I had a fan in the stands that it is a religious listener to Chuck and I. For some reason or another, he likes us, Chuck. I don't know why. I can't figure that one out. But anyway. He was sitting here going, giving me the sign, you know, like this, and I'm like a choke, you know, cutting the neck off, and I'm going,
right?
Oh, we're back, according to our Tim back in the studio. There's something that, I don't know if it's on our end or his end, but Tim, the engineer, was Johnny on the spot, and he fixed it real quick, so that's great. Going to back to last night, Chuck, we had great pitching last night from Callie Kirkendall. First couple innings, we struggled with the bats, but, you know, as I said in the game, as soon as we got the timing down on that great pitcher from Bavard's got coming up, Cassie Gilbert, we started hitting her. The bats were silent for us until we could get them going. And once we got them going, we put pressure on their defense. And Serena said last night, she said that's what she wanted to do is get runners on to try to put pressure on defense because she wanted to test their defense out.
Well, and again, you know, I thought that was the key to the game, was the base running difference. I thought both teams, you know, it's like being prime time players and not prime time players. And what happened was it was a good softball game until Piska got behind 2-0. And then it was almost as if, all right, that's it. Callie Kirkendall went and shut down the final 13 batters that she faced. It was almost inside the circle that it was a different pitcher. She had more command. Her curveball was biting. She was commanding her pitches. She was hitting her spots, where in the first three innings she wasn't. You know, she was missing spots and she was getting, you know, she was paying the price.
And I talked to Callie after the game, and the one pitch that you had talked about where Mahala Erland set up to the outside and they gave them hits. She gave up hits to the pitch to the inside, and that's what Bavard got the runs off of. I talked to Callie about that, and she goes, I just need to trust my catcher when she tells me where she wants it. And she said, I knew better than to put that 0-2 pitch that far in. She said, I knew Mahala wanted outside, and she said, but that's a sophomore.
Yeah.
She knew what she did wrong, and she said she would correct it.
Well, and then once they got, you know, they turned it on, it was Biska was ready for his experience in prime time. And Bavard is a very talented team, but has no prime time experience.
Right.
And so, you know, that was the big difference. You know, you have got to draw on that experience that playing those games where you're playing in some meaningful games. Biska has played in a bunch of them, where Bavard is that hungry little puppy nipping at your heels and everything, wanting to be the big dog. And, once we got into that fourth inning, it was a completely reversal of fortunes. And I think that Bavard showed that they're talented, but they're not ready for prime time.
I agree totally there, Chuck, and that's a big point. Today's game is another big one here between North Henderson. We're hoping this will be a huge crowd today to come out and support the Black Bears. Temperature at game time is 82 degrees. Great softball weather. A little few clouds here and there. I mean, it's a great day. Don't look like any rain in the area whatsoever. But, folks, if you can't, come out and join the game. And have one of those great ballpark hot dogs here, because I just had one before the game, and let me tell you, they know how to cook them up inside the concession stand.
Well, I tell you what, we've paid the price through March, haven't we?
Oh, we've paid the price. This
but
is
now,
blessing.
But now, yeah, we're getting it's a Chamber of Commerce sunsplashed afternoon here at the Diamonds at the on the River Complex, home of the state champion Piska Black Bears, and we're ready for a ball game. But right now, what we need to do is take a break, and we'll come back and we'll have more of our pregame show when we return to the Diamonds on the River Complex. You're listening to AM 920 WPTL.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B.L.M. Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
we do the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. And these guns and guitars and diamond rings, we will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking.
come see us now. You hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, Pisgah Nation, to the Diamond on the River. Chuck Fiebernitz, Rhonda Bird here, trying to bring you live the Pisgah versus North Henderson softball game. And Chuck, he says they got their new unis on again today. You don't like them, but you're not fond of the red pants.
Well, you know, red pants, white, but, you know, that's, you know, they're wearing the school colors. That's the important thing. But, you know, I'm looking down at third base, and I see my girl Shelby Tomasi with the shine cleats. So, you know, everything's all right. You know, the world is all right.
Yeah, she worked a little bit last night in the batting cage. She wasn't happy with her performance last night. So she has that indoor batting facility downstairs. Her and her father work after a game, and she's not happy with her performance, and she wasn't happy last night.
Well, and that's a key to, you know, good baseball, good softball players, is that when you have players that, you know, we've all been through it. You know, your team wins, but you come off the field, and you just feel, you know, nothing, something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to always leave the game and go into the mirror and see where my hands were. Sometimes when I wasn't swinging the bat in the mirror, I could see maybe my hands had dropped back, or, you know, you get where you hit the ball. And even when you're hitting the ball well, mm-hmm. you get in the mirror and you line up, you close your eyes, you get set, and then you look in the mirror and you see everything's all right. My hands are in the proper space, and, you know, right where, and you try to get, when you're in those hitting streaks, you try to make sure everything's connected. So when you step into the box, you don't have to worry. Your hands are in position where you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And hitters, you know, are different. But, you know, when you feel like, and you have those games where you don't swing the bat well, that's what, this game can humble you.
Oh, yeah.
If you let it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the game where to be successful, you have to fail 7 out of 10 times, and you're successful.
Yeah.
And so you have to accept that as a softball and baseball player. And, you know, that's why the tough-minded people who have accepted that will succeed in this game. And ones that think that, you know, they're trying to be perfect, 10 for 10, they don't, you don't have to be perfect in the game of baseball or softball.
Mm.
And you don't have to be excellent, you know, in a game of softball, but you just have to be very good.
Yeah.
And once you realize all you have to do is be very good, everything's going to work itself out. Your skills will take over then.
Correct. I agree totally, Chuck. And this is one thing that these girls, this group of girls here, they've told me several times when I talked to them, they're a close-knit bunch of girls. They consider themselves family. And they encourage each other. And that's one thing that Callie said yesterday when I interviewed her after the game and I talked to her. And she said when she made that mistake, her teammates in the dugout come up to her and said, "Don't worry about it. It's okay." They encouraged her. "Go out there and do what you do best, and that's pitch." And she did. She come back out, and she, just like you said, set down the next 13 hitters. And that was just to show you how close-knit a bunch of girls these are in that dugout.
Well, Rhonda, we're going to try and beat this with the umpires approaching home plate. We're going to have the meeting with the managers. And just if you're keeping score at home, North Henderson, who's coming in this ball game with a 6-4 overall record, 5-2. Yes, teams have not played a whole lot of ball games so far. Uh-huh. So they're going to be jammed up. Didn't you just say Smoky Mountain's got to play 8?
Swain has got to make up 7 games.
Wow.
That's the reason we couldn't get that game in with them.
Well, leading off for North Henderson would be shortstop Johnny Petrie, followed by center fielder Ellie Caldwell. Second baseman is Alex Oates. Batting in the cleanup will be left fielder Kayla Banks. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Cheyenne Matthews. Batting Cam, 6 in batting, doing the pitching. Kim, 7th. The DH is Haley.
Okay, folks, we've had some technical difficulties, but I believe that we have them straightened out. We've got an on-site engineer, Ron Bird, here, and then we got Tim at the studio engineer, and we're hoping we've got it all straightened out. We're sorry for these problems.
So we're good.
We're good. I'm getting a thumbs up from the stands, so we're good to go.
All right, folks, live from the Diamonds on the River Complex, home of the state champion Pisgah Black Bears, we've got some exciting Western North Carolina Athletic softball to bring to you as the visiting North Tennyson Knights invade the Canton, North Carolina, to play the Pisgah Black Bears. Pisgah coming in with a 6-2-1 overall record, but on top of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference standings with a 6-0 mark. North Tennyson 5-2, tied for third place with West Tennyson with that 5-2 mark and 6-4 overall.
And also Brevard.
And also Brevard, yes.
Yeah.
Brevard we put down there tied with them. So it's a three-way tie for third place. And the Franklin Panthers with a 5-1 conference record is in second place by themselves. So it'll be Johnny Petrie, Ellie Caldwell, and Alex Oates scheduled to face Callie Kirkendall, who's inside the circle for the Black Bears. Kirkendall, a four-hit gem yesterday, retiring the last 13 batters she faced against Brevard. Now we'll like to see what she can do against the Knights of North Tennyson. Petrie, the shortstop, the fine shortstop for the Knights, will lead it off, and we're ready to go as Kirkendall straddles the rubber and looks in, and here's the first pitch of the game. Dribbled over to Tomasi, who throws a strike over to Ladrenko in time. Nice play by both the third baseman and the first baseman to retire Petrie for out number one here in the first.
Ladrenko stretched really out for that, and that extra stretch is what got that out, because that was a close play. It ended up being a closer play than it should have been.
So now that'll bring up center fielder Ellie Caldwell. One pitch, one out so far. Here's Kirkendall's pitch, swung on, that's into the gap. That will be possibly for extra bases up against the wall. Nadia Hudson relays it into second to Presley, sliding in for North Tennyson is Caldwell with a double. So a one-out double, and the Knights are threatening here in the first inning.
Well, it seems like we were in that position a lot yesterday at Brevard, one-out double, and then Callie just settled down and worked her way out of it.
So now that will bring up Alex Oates, the second baseman for the Knights with one out here. Ball in the dirt. Outfield playing straight away. If you're looking for Ashley Penland in left, she is not. She's in right for this game. Michaela Tipton is the left fielder. They just switched those positions. Everything else is the same. Swung on, lined to Ashley Penland, who gets the ball into the infield quickly. So that line drive base hit to right will not score a run, but the Knights are threatening with runners on the corner, one out here in the top of the first inning, and that's going to bring up Kayla Banks, the left fielder.
Now, the Knights have always been a good hitting team.
Mm-hmm.
They've always, their top hitters have always been good. I think it's a little, Callie starts out sluggish, and she said that yesterday. She said she really needs to focus on starting out strong.
Banks is ready. Here comes Kirkendall's first pitch. Change up high. Oh, called strike. I was a little premature on that. Top of the strike zone.
I think the good catcher brought it down, framed it a little bit, and that's the reason.
You say that she needs to go into politics.
She does, I'm telling you. She's going to be a doctor, though.
From our angle here, it looked right at the top of the strike zone. I just thought it was that initially outside. Next pitch, big swing and a miss. She elevated that fastball. And so now she's got Banks in an 0-2 hole.
And this is where we talked about yesterday when she said she's got to trust her catcher on those 0-2 counts. Let's see if she actually does what she had talked about.
Pisgah's infield is back, in on the corners, but back in the middle, ready to concede a run if the ball's up the middle. Foul back. So Banks hanging tough against Kirkendall here in the top of the first. Runners on the corners with one out for North Henderson.
She just barely got that ball.
Elevating two pitches and then one outside. But
she's going to go inside this time on the hands.
Kirkendall's pitch high again. So that will bring the count to 1-2.
is Banks is trying to work herself out of this hole that she's in against Kirkendall. Gets her sign. Here's her pitch. Just missed. Throw over to first base. The Trinkle stops it. Here comes a runner. And the throwing error by, a rare throwing error by Irvin is going to allow Caldwell to score the first run of the game. She tried to pick off, throw back behind Alex Oates at first base. The throw brought Latrinkle off the base, and it kind of bounded away about 5 to 10 feet, and the runner, Caldwell at third, scampered home with the first run. So it's 1-0 here. Kirkendall's pitch, change up, big swing and a miss. She pulled the string. You could have swung three times before that thing got there.
She did a great job on that pitch. But on that throw to first, it got hung between the legs of the runner diving back, and then flipped over her leg, and that's why I got the runner in, because it was kind of an odd bounce.
That's going to bring up the number five hitter, Cheyenne Matthews. So Pisca in a hole, 1-0 here in the top of the first, and they haven't faced Kim Cannon yet. Pitch is high for a ball.
Well, Callie likes challenges. She'll rise to the occasion when you need her to.
And on deck is who we spoke of as Kim Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch by Kirkendall, grounded over to Galleon at short, over to first in plenty of time, and that's all for North Tennyson. They get one run on two hits. There was an error, and one runner left on base. So after a half inning of play, it's North Tennyson 1 with Pisca coming to bat.
Well, Chuck, I heard some good news today.
Talk to me.
Went over to WPTL to see Bill and Tim before the game started, and it looks like that we might get us a studio on top of the press box for here pretty soon.
Seriously.
They're talking about remodeling the press area, enlarging the concession stand to take all the bottom. No elevator for you, Chuck. Come on, man. That's just one flight of stairs.
Whoever's doing that construction, and I would rely on Brad Allen Construction, is to go ahead and put, have them say, just kind of move over to that press box over at the football stadium and put an elevator on the back side.
Well, I'm going to have my knee replaced this summer so I can get up them steps.
Tell you what.
It's been hard, man, climbing those things.
Well, folks, Kim Cannon's going to step inside the circle for a warm-up tosses. Ashley Pendleton, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin scheduled up to face her in the bottom of the first.
Well, you start off with big hitters, so we can get that run back easy. And I like the lineup Pisgah's got right now. You got really two good hitters leading off with Pendleton and Presley. I mean, they are hitting the ball and putting it in play about everywhere they go.
Well, again, those are two top-notch table setters for the heart of the order, which is Irvin, Callie Kirkendall, and Shelby Tomasi. 3, 4, and 5 in that order, and that's what you want for, And if you're hitting 3, 4, and 5, if you're Irvin, Kirkendall, and Tomasi, you like the way this lineup is set up because your table setters, Pendleton and Presley, get on base, and you can get a lot of ribbies.
Yeah.
Or a lot of chances to drive in some runs.
Yeah, either one.
Well, Cannon's done, Rhonda. She didn't look like her old self, but she wasn't a lot of velocity. But Penland's going to step in there. The first two hitters she's going to face are going to bat from the left-handed hitter's box. And we're here in the bottom of the first inning at the Diamonds on the River complex with North Henderson ahead 1-0. Penland, one hit yesterday against Brevard. Pitch is low for a ball.
She don't have the velocity she had last year.
I'm telling you what, you're talking about 10 miles completely different. I mean, she's dropped 10 miles on her fastball. That shoulder surgery has really affected her. Swung out in line, and that is foul by inches as Penland made a bid to put one inside the corner.
And we're talking about inches because it bounced right behind the bag, at the bag.
And you put that ball down in the corner, and Penland can run all day. She might have ended up at third base.
Playing basketball really makes you have quick feet.
Here's the pitch. Ball outside. So it's 2-1 to Penland with Presley on deck. Just joined us here on AM 920 WPTL. It's 1-0.
Ball is high, 3-1.
She acts like she struggles when she throws. Have you noticed that? Is there something not right about her throwing motion?
Serena was right, is that the struggles of North Tennyson is because Cannon is not 100%.
She's not. I mean,
here's
not.
The pitch. Swung on, lifted.
That's
deep. Get out of here, and that's gone. That's Ashley Pemlin.
First home run of the year for that young lady.
Pemlin took a belt high fastball, drilled it to deep right field, and that was a no-doubter right from the start. And she touches home to a lot of pats on the helmet and ties the game at one.
She got mauled by a bunch of bears.
How about number three, Shannon Pesley?
But that was beautiful. When she hit that, it got up in the air. Well, we know the ball's going to carry today, Chuck.
Well, it carries here. You look at Old Glory out in left-center field, and that's blowing out. So it looks like from home to left center, straight out. So if you're a right-handed hitter, but so that might have, she might have hit that into the wind. That'll bring up Presley, who takes a pitch high for a ball.
And Presley's got a little injury to her right forearm. She's got it taped. I know that they talked about it last night and had a little treatment done on it today at school.
Swung on, and that has popped up to deep right field. As she made a bid, but not far enough, as the right fielder, Chelsea Cannon, called that in for out number one. And that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin.
Which is still at 29. And Izzy McCurry hit a home run last night, so that puts her at 32.
Just grip it and rip it is what I say. Just don't worry about your stats. Just grab the bat, grip, and rip. First pitch is low for a ball. And, folks, if you had seen Chelsea Cannon last year.
Not Chelsea, Kim.
Or Kim Cannon, I'm sorry.
Chelsea's her sister.
Yeah, Kim Cannon. You would have known that this is a completely different pitcher. Shoulder surgery has made her, reminds me of the days as the next pitch was a ball high, 2-0.
Yeah.
Is Frank Tanana, who pitched with Nolan Ryan with the California Angels, just brought the gas and then had shoulder surgery and became a finesse pitcher.
Oh, man.
Well, Irvin turned on one really quick and hit one onto the bridge.
And into the... Oh, no, it didn't bounce over the bridge in the river. It's still on the bridge, so...
So you got to be careful to this dangerous hitter.
She's got
29
power.
29 career home runs. Here's Cannon's pitch. In the dirt, 3-1.
Yeah, I just am sitting here in shock and awe because, Kim Cannon was so dominant last year. Her and Kuntz both, and both of them, Kuntz has not been injured, but I don't understand.
Cannon's pitch, high for a ball. She walked her. So one out and the runaround first is Irvin, who just walked. And I'm looking at the outfielders for North Henderson. They're back up against the warning track or near the fence. So they're not. There's a lot of respect to this, this heart of the lineup for.
Well, you've got to respect Pisgah anyway. They've been known as a power hitting team. So
Kirkendall's up. One out. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Driven to left field, but placed properly deep left field is Kayla Banks, and she just hardly moved and just hauled it in.
So on the warning track, so she
good scouting report out of manager McCarson for.
Well, here's one I'd like to see knock it out of the ballpark.
So that's two outs with a runner on first, and that's going to bring up third baseman Shelby Tomasi.
Who is still.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, you do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. And these guns and guitars and diamond rings, we will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community, a credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Inside the circle, ready to go to start the top of the second, facing Kim Cannon. First pitch is a ball high. Kirkendall set. Looking in for a sign. Here's her 1-0 pitch. Swung on in line to into the gap as Cannon blisters one to the alley. And that's going to be a sliding double. So Cannon leads off, helping her own cause with a double.
Nothing wrong with her batting.
Now batting number 18, Pace.
That's going to bring up Haley Pace. We're familiar with that name.
Yeah, and we used to have a catcher by that name, an excellent catcher that plays at Western Carolina now.
So Haley Pace, the designated hitter for the Knights, steps into the left-hand hitter box.
Oh.
Ball hits her on the elbow. So not an auspicious start for Miss Kirkendall. Here in the top of the second, as Cannon blisters one into the gap. And then she hits on the first pitch, Haley Pace. So runners on first and second, nobody out. And believe it or not, this is Larry Robinson. Nickname's Larry. That's what manager McCarson told me. She has this long first name, didn't like it, so they call her Larry. Just telling you what name we got, folks. She's the first baseman. She squares around the bunt out in front of Irvin, who throws over to Presley, who just snowballs it. Boy, that looked like that was going to get out of her glove, but Presley hung on. So the runners move up. Runners out, as McCarson was asking if she had bobbled it.
Mm-hmm.
She saw the snow cone out of it, so it would be a sacrifice bunt. No time at bat for Larry Robinson. That's the first out, but runners are at second and third, and that's going to bring up the number nine hitter, Chelsea Cannon, the right fielder. And time is called. So they're going to get a pitch runner, courtesy runner, to get Cannon off the field and get her in the dugout.
And they trade helmets, too. First time I've ever seen that.
All right. We're ready to go.
Uniform exchange and everything.
So Chelsea Cannon's up. Batting in a nine hole. And we got time. Where'd the home plate umpire go? Oh, he's at the...
Scores.
Scores, getting the score change. Okay.
Yeah.
Just joined us. We're in the top of the second. Score is tied at one.
We've been having some technical difficulties going in and out, but we hope we got that resolved now.
All right. Callie Kirkendall is ready to go. One out. Runners on second and third. Number nine hitter. First pitch is low for a ball. Got the heater that time.
She needs to really get this lady out with a strikeout. And that way it gives you two outs and you don't have to worry as much about the runners.
Wind starting to die down a little, but the flag is still snapping. Blowing from the right foul pole to the left right now. Kirkendall set. Here's her pitch. Squares around the bunt out in front of the plate. She's going to throw to home. Out of the plate. Nice play by the battery of Kirkendall to Irvin. She fielded that bunt and flipped it to her. And Irvin blocked home plate to get the runner. And that's big, as that's going to bring two outs now. And the runner moves up from second to third. And that's going to bring the leadoff hitter, Johnny Petrie, who grounded out to third baseman Tomasi in the first inning.
And if you're going to try to run over Mahala Irvin, you better have shoulder pads on, because that's one tough little girl behind that plate. Because she's not afraid to take a hit.
And I said there was a runner on third. The bunter, Chelsea Cannon, had made it safely on the fielder's choice because Kirkendall elected to go to the plate, and we're glad she did, nailing the runner, Kim Kim, pitch runner. First pitch is high to Johnny Petrie. Top of the second, tied at one, Knight's threatening again.
And she led off with a double the first time, right?
No, she grounded out to Tomasi her first time. A slow roller down the line. But that's back at Kirkendall, who fields her position and gets out of the jam. Jeez. So Pisgah, with runners on second and third and only one out, the Knights can't score. And so that's all as they strand two, and we move to the bottom of the second at the score tied, still at one.
That is great defensive play all the way around by Pisgah. Callie didn't get rattled. She didn't, you know, she composed and she went at him. And she knew that she, when she seen that runner coming down third, she just flipped it to Irvin. And Irvin just stood her ground. That was a great, huge play.
Well, through two innings or two at-bats, North Henderson has one run, two hits. And one run on three hits. They have stranded three runners. That's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's big. You look at that LOB column, you know, left on base, and through already two at bats, they've stranded three.
Yeah,
they're not capitalizing on the opportunities. For Pisgah here in the bottom of the second, it'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Nadia Hudson, center fielder. Michaela Tipton, left fielder. Alex Latrico, the first baseman, are scheduled up to face Kim Cannon. That might have been Ashley Penland's first varsity home run.
It was.
Oh, right. Good
it
for
was her first.
Her.
That's what I said.
Good for
I
her.
Said it was
Go
her
get
first.
That ball for that young lady.
I think they already have.
Now, can you think about the significance of Mihaela Irvin hitting 29 of those?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
To be one of the top home run hitters in the history of softball in the state of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She still has a shot, folks, at
the
state record.
She's just stuck on 29, and then Izzy McCrary's at 32, so it's not undoable. It's not something that she can't do. So,
all right, Hudson steps in to lead off the second against Kim Cannon. Score tied at one here at the Diamonds on the River Complex. Swung on, and that's lined into the gap. And nice play by Chelsea Cannon, the right fielder. She cuts that off from going to the fence and holds Hudson to a single.
She's playing in towards center more, so if we ever get a ball in this far right-hand corner, it's going to be trouble.
That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who's usually in right field, now over in left. And I wonder what that move was all about. Because that was flipped. That was like 5 minutes before the game switched.
Yeah, 5 minutes. I mean, they come up to us and said, wrote us a note on my paper and said they switched them. Maybe it's because there's right-handed hitters for.
First pitch was a strike. Next pitch is lifted high down the line, giving chase is Banks. She camps underneath that. Good left fielder. So Pisgah, like yesterday, the first four innings, jumping on high pitches and lifting them up and popping them up. So one out as Tipton flies out to left. That's going to bring up Alex Latrico.
Good hitter for Pisgah. She did really well yesterday getting on base.
Hudson at first. She singled. Sharp single to right center gap. Cut off by Cannon from being a potential double. Throw back behind her, and in time is Hudson at first. As the catcher, Cheyenne Matthews, trying to pick her off. Beautiful afternoon here in Canton, North Carolina. Swung on and dribbled over to the third baseman. She throws over to first. She's safe and safe at first. So Hudson is safe at second base. Third baseman, Holly Anders, who isn't batting in the lineup, elected to try and get Hudson, who's got a lot of foot speed, and she just beat that out. But heads up play by the second baseman, Alex Oates, who tried to throw it back behind to get Latrinko, but no go. So that'll go as a fielder's choice, and that is bunted down the line, and that's picked up foul by Anders.
But, you know, Hudson's speed is what made her safe. She took off on contact, and then the third baseman didn't come up on the ball. She waited for the ball, and that's where you teach kids to run up on the ball and then throw it.
So Galleon tries to move the runners up with a bunt unsuccessfully. 0-1. Here's the pitch. He squares around again and punts it foul and up in the air. And again, you've got to be aware that what is happening is that the Pisgah hitters are going after a lot of high pitches, bunting and swinging. You got to really get out in front of it if you're going to swing. Swung on and lifted a little looper to the shortstop, Johnny Petrie. So she's out for out number two here in the bottom of second. That's going to bring Ashley Penland, who hit her first varsity home run to lead off the bottom of the first.
Wouldn't it be sweet to get another one right now?
A three-run jack would be nice here.
Yeah, let's go for a two-for day. This ain't two for Tuesday, though. This is Wednesday.
So Penland's up with runners on first and second, two outs, bottom of second. Cannon pitches, and that's way outside.
Oh, yeah. She's not going to try not to give her anything down the middle.
She put a nice swing on a belt-high fastball and just lifted. I mean, she just drove it deep into the woods. Over the right field wall. Cannon gets her sign. Here's her pitch. Again outside. She's being very careful to Penland, remembering she gave served her one up right down the middle of the plate. And that she just hit that juicy steak out of the ballpark.
Yeah. She wants another serving.
Here's the pitch. And she chased a pitch on the outside part of the plate. Weak swing. So now and fouled that off. So it's two balls, one strike.
Ashley Penland reminds me of Micah James. Very athletic, play any position, do it all.
Micah James batting 250 for the Marsh Hill College softball team as a freshman. Pitches high, fake throw to first. Cheyenne Matthews is active behind the plate for North Henderson.
She was trying to catch Nadia Hudson napping. See if she'd bite on it.
So 3-1, hitters count. Penland should be sitting on her pitch right now. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that's looped into left. And that's going to be down. Here comes Hudson. She's going to score the go-ahead run. RBI single for Penland.
Well, I'll take that. Now all she needs is a triple and a double, and she'll have a cycle.
I love the way you think. I love cycles. So Penland comes through for a second hit and hits it right over the head of Johnny Petrie of shortstop and drops it in for an RBI two-out single. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who flew out to deep right field her first time up. Runners now still at first and second. Swung out, and that's into the gap. That's down. Could that score a run? Here comes the throw. It's going to be sliding in. She's safe.
Latrinko.
So Latrinko scores from second base. She lumbered around first, and it was a slide. Bang, bang, play. So an RBI single for Presley, and now the Black Bears lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the second.
You know how yesterday she got picked off on that, trying to get to second base. She's mad and she's slapping her hands and everything and mad at herself. She got her revenge today.
So Sheridan Presley comes up big. She moves on the throw to home. She moves to second, and you have Penland at third, and that's going to bring up the ever-dangerous Mahala Irvin. Swung on, that's ripped in the gap, up against the wall. That's going to score two, and Irvin speeds over to second with a stand-up two RBI double.
Ash, she'll take that instead of a home run. She's just all about the wins for the team. She don't care if it's a home run.
She reached out and she just drilled it, and the outfielders were playing up against the wall for Irvin, but there was a huge gap as the left fielder was playing, hugging the left field line.
And we got the manager going out to talk to Kim Cannon. And I'm telling you, this is not the Kim Cannon from last year, folks. She is really, really struggling. And it's like she's struggling to get the pitches to the plate.
Well, Cannon, listening to manager McCarson, Jessica McCarson's done a fine job at North Henderson.
She has.
With the night softball program. But you come over to the Diamonds on the River complex, you better be ready to play your A game as the Black Bears. A long history of playing successful softball.
That's the reason we need to play Madison here this year. get the home field advantage because they do play better here at home.
So the conference inside the circle is over with. Pisgah, four runs here in the second already. Irvin, with two outs, is on second, and that's going to bring up Kelly Kirkendall, who lined one to left field her first time out. 5-1 Pisgah. Ball in the dirt. There goes Irvin. She's going to third, and she's going to be safe at third base. So she steals third as the ball just got out of the glove of catcher Cheyenne Matthews, and Irvin elected to take it, so she gets credited with a stolen base. 1-0 pitch. Here comes. High and in tight. Backs up Kirkendall.
That's one thing Serena talked about. Mahala was that she's very smart and she sees things and thinks on her feet very fast. She said that things you can't teach kids.
On deck is Shelby Tomasi. Big swing and a miss, just over top of it. Kirkendall trying to take it deep, electing to go yard with a belt high fastball, but just got over top of it. So now it's 2-1. Here's the pitch, and she lifts one and jacks it, but way out in front, onto the road and river, and almost hit an oncoming car.
It did.
You come around the diamonds on the river complex, folks. You better have auto insurance.
Even when you're crossing the bridge driving by, those things fall out of the air.
So 2-2. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Boy, that just got way out of it. That bounced 3 or 4 times to the plate. So laboring out inside the circle is Kim Cannon. And folks, what we saw last year and what we're seeing now,
yeah,
we just
totally different.
We have tains totally. And we're hurting for the young lady. Next pitch is low and inside, so that walks Kirkendall.
13, Shelby Tomasi.
Puts runners on the corner for Shelby Tomasi.
You remember the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? When you drive by the stadium today, it's Cloudy with a Chance of Softballs.
There you go. So Tomasi is the ninth batter here in the lineup. She popped up to left field her first time, looking for a ribby here. Cannon comes, pitch on the outside part of the plate, called strike. Not Tomasi's pitch, and that's great. You know, I like the patience of this hitter because when you're up there and you're looking for your pitch, that first pitch. If you don't get it, don't go chase it.
No.
Here's the next pitch. Swing out, boy, she just blistered that into and around Walt Leatherwood. Walt's kind of shaking, pulling his pants up like taking that deep breath as Tomasi nearly.
He's had some
Walt.
Hits from these ball players before.
And Walt's patting and move like, hit it that way, as he gives her the swing away, but hit it that way. So 0-2 count to Tomasi. Lays off a high pitch as Cannon tried to elevate it, and Tomasi wasn't going for that.
No.
Very disciplined hitter is Tomasi. Mm-hmm. Her father before the game.
Giving you a hard time.
Told me a hard time about Go Louisville. Swung on his heat. She drills one onto the river. I tell you what, they're out
that
in front.
One went in the river. It bounced over the bridge and into the river. So forget that one.
So Tomasi getting some good hacks up there, and that's all you expect for the hitters. Get, you know, as a job as a hitter, you just go up there and get your best hack on a ball and hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
You can't determine if you're going to hit a single or a double or home run. You just got to hit the ball hard and you do your job. Here we go. Pitch. In the dirt, Tomasi lays off. Runner scampers down to second base, and so Kirkendall moves and steals second.
That was
and that's runners on second and third, so if we can get Tomasi right here to get one into the outfield in the gap, and she's got open territory. I mean, she's got wide gaps on both sides. Here's a pitch swung on, and she drills one. Boy, I tell you what, she's getting good batting practice up there.
She is.
I tell you what, this is what you want. If whatever work she's done in the cage worked last night, because she's gotten some really good hacks at the pitches right now.
I told her not to work too hard. She needs to save some for today.
Here's the pitch. Called strike three as Tomasi took it. Delayed call. So she stood there looking, and that's all for Pisgah. But they do get
four runs in the second inning, and we move to the top of the third with the score. Bisca 5, North Tennyson 1. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. In the bottom of the second inning, Pisgah adds on four runs, takes a 5-1 lead in the top of the third. Big inning for the Bears that come.
Well, four runs, four hits, and they take a 5-1 lead as we move to the top of the third.
We're out here in the sun scorched day. Chuck and I, I get my English correct. And we don't have a shade today, so we're going to cook a little bit, Chuck.
Well, as we move to the top of the third, Kirkendall will face Caldwell, Oates, and Banks, 2-3-4 in the lineup for North Henderson. 5-1 lead, swung on and fouled back into the screen. Is Ellie Caldwell, who doubled and scored on the only error in the game, a rare throwing error out of Mahala Irvin. And that was in the first inning. Kirkendall pitches, changes up, ground one over to Gallion, and she boots it. Ball took a funny hop, so she'll be charged with an error. So the leadoff hitter, Caldwell, gets on, and that'll bring up Alex Oates, who singled her first time up.
But they'll, you know, Callie, don't let things like that bother her. Where yesterday, Bavard's pitcher let the errors of her teammates bother her.
Kirkendall steps inside the circle, toes to slab. Gets her sign. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. If you joined us on WPTLradio.net or you're listening on AM 920 WPTL, we thank you. We're in the top of the third, 5-1 Pisgah over North Henderson. Dribbled, back up. So that's foul. That hit Banks in the thigh.
Callie just told her catcher just to stay there. I'll get it.
So Alex Oates, the second baseman, and on deck is Kayla Banks, the left fielder. Kirkendall has not had easy innings so far in this game. Has pitched herself out of jams. Big swing and a miss. She just blew a fastball belt high.
That was a beautiful pitch. Maybe it's that she's getting warmed up now. She likes... She like yesterday, she pitched better as the game went along.
Kirkendall ready to go. Top of third. 5-1 Pisgah. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out. Throw over to first. Not in time. So Irvin's not afraid. Even though she made that first inning error, she's going to throw behind. So Oates foul tipped it, but into the glove of Irvin, and Irvin came up and just threw a rocket to Latrinko at first.
You have to pay attention if you're a base runner with Mahala Irvin behind the deck or behind the mound. She's going to pop up and throw it.
Here's the cleanup hitter, Kayla Banks. Struck out her last time up. Runner on first, one out. Change up over to Tomasi. Gobbles it up. Throws over to second in time. One.
and late to first, so they get the lead runner. Nice play by Tomasi. Tell you what, if she's not, if she wasn't happy with her hitting, she should never be happy with her glove.
Oh my gosh, she made that one. Well, I can't say it was an error, but that one got by her yesterday at Brevard, and nothing else got by her.
Look, that took a funny hop.
Oh, it did.
And that's, you know, that was a hit. But I'll tell you this right now is that, you know, that's an instinctive play. You've got to know who's on the bases. If you got somebody first pitches ball outside, if you know you got somebody with speed, you can't get that slow roll.
Oh, no.
She came up and just whirled and threw a strike to Presley at second base to get the lead runner. And in plenty of time.
She's a sophomore, too.
They almost pulled the double play.
Almost.
Here's the pitch in the dirt. Gets away from Irvin, and there goes the runner. That's Banks on to second base. Irvin's not happy with her pitcher right now. Is there some communication problem? Zipped it back to her.
She will probably talk to her when they go to the dugout and see, make sure their signs are correct. They're on the right page.
Cheyenne Matthews, who grounded out and ended the first inning to Galleon at short, and her only at bat is ahead in the count. She's in a hitter's count, 2-0. Called strike. Nice pitch. Galleon kind of moving and hugging, playing deep in the hole and over to left. So she's expecting to pull the ball. Matthews now has a 2-1 count. Kirkendall ready to go. She asked for time and has granted that. Heads up out of the, you know, people moving around. Nobody stands still. They remember where these hitters hit it, and they kind of move themselves accordingly. So here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, and that's exactly where Galleon, she backhands it and stops the ball. If that would have gone through, that would have been an RBI single. But Galleon, who had moved herself over two pitches earlier, was able to stop that from going out to left field. So that's a single for the number five hitter, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Kim Cannon, who doubled her time first time up.
And Tomasi dove for it, trying to get it, but it went under her glove, and Galleon was backing her up, just like Major League. I mean, you just look at these. They play heady. They play disciplined ball. They know where they're supposed to be.
And that's a rare thing. We saw that by Micah James in the state championship game,
mm-hmm.
where Micah, and even through the playoffs, Micah played superb at third base at the mm-hmm. hot corner, diving for balls and everything. But you rarely see that in softball. And that's rare for Tomasi. That's baseball instincts out of Tomasi, is that she made a diving effort to stop that.
She did.
She didn't know her shortstop mm-hmm. was going to get there. Her job's to stop it from going to the grass.
She might have shiny shoes now, but after the game's over with, the uniform looks like she's been in the ball game.
You know what my dad used to say? Tide takes care of it.
That's right, Tide. Don't dishwashing soap something.
All right, that's going to bring up King Cannon. Two outs, runners on the corner. First pitch, got the outside part of the plate for a strike. Cannon blistered one into the gap and got a double out of it. We need to find a way to get her out in this inning. Kirkendall, three innings, has pitched herself out of the jam in the first two. Let's hope number three lifted. Left field. Michaela Tipton running after it, and it's off her glove. Fair ball. And she relays it in, so only one run. So Cannon, looking for a ruling, has to be an error on the left fielder. So rarely, that is going to be three errors for the Black Bears. And so that cuts the lead to 5-2 in favor of Pisgah. Matthews moves over to third. Cannon stands at second. There's two outs, and it's Haley Pace, who got hit by a pitch her first time up. Just missed. I have to delay because the umpire delays.
Yeah, we don't know.
I like that. I like an umpire that delays and makes a good call. He takes
one,
a look.
One yesterday did.
Yep.
He was a good umpire yesterday.
Take a good look at it. I like that. We're not in a hurry. Swung on and missed. Pulled the string on a changeup. And Pace swung right over top of it, out in front. So now mm-hmm. time is called as Irvin wants to go out and talk to her pitcher. So here's the situation. Runners on second and third. Two outs. a 1-1 count to the number 7 hitter, Haley Pace, the designated hitter. Pisgah leads 5-2 here in the top of the third.
That's one thing about Mahala. She remembers where these hitters hit the last time, and she's probably trying to get the pitching signs down correct.
So flag is out in left center, is dead. No wind. Big swing and a miss. Elevated a pitch. That's brilliant.
Whatever Mahala seen, she wanted to go out and tell us.
She's looking for low ball, and she's going above the belt.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-2 two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded over to Galleon. She gets it, goes over to first. Not in time, as that's going to be a throwing error on Galleon.
After playing so superbly yesterday at shortstop, she has two errors today at shortstop.
So another run comes in for North Tennyson, cuts the lead now to 5-3 in favor of the Black Bears. And rare occurrence is three errors in this inning.
Two by Galleon and one by Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
And Serena's out there hollering at her team now to get him.
So that's going to bring up Larry Robinson, the first baseman. Sacrifice bunt, her first time up.
I could probably found another name.
I looked at Manager McCarson before the game. I said, seriously?
Seriously.
She said, that's okay. That's what we'll go by. Just missed inside, framed by Irvin. Didn't get it, so it's 2-0.
And Kelly's nicknamed Smiley now, and she gave that patented smile.
Gets her sign. Here we come. The pitch. Change up. Popped out of play. Makes the count 2-1. Runners on the corner. North Tennyson, refusing to go away here, has scored 2 in the top of the third to cut into the Black Bears' lead. It now stands at 5-3 in favor of Pisgah. Three errors this inning by what normally has been a sound defense. Pitch is low. And it was 3-1. A lot of the fans here at the Diamonds on the River Complex saw that with their heart rather than their eyes. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Called strike, belt high, caught the corner. We're now out of full count, 2 outs, 5-3. Here in the top of the third.
And all their runs have come on 2 outs.
Runner on first will be moving. Runner on third will stay pat. Here's the pitch. Grounded right out in front. Kirkendall gets it. Throws over to Latrinko in time to get out of the inning, thankfully. But the Knights pick up 2. And as we move to the bottom of the third, Pisgah 5, North Tennyson 3.
That was not a very good inning defensively for Pisgah. That was probably the worst defensive possession. I'm going to football. But that was the worst defensive possession I've seen them play.
I understand when the ball was hit to Tipton in left field. I understand, but, you know, you get used to playing right field, and balls move differently. That ball with the left-hand hitter was slicing.
Yeah.
And Tipton looked like she was having trouble judging it.
Yeah.
And running to it at the same time, because she's not used to that ball sliding, you know, slicing away from her like that. So that's the dangers when you make a move. I understand why they made the move, and, you know, so far it's, it's not hurt them really.
No, it's
give
not.
Them a run, but, you know, that's difficult when you switch from right field to left field. A lot of people think, you know, you play outfield. Well, if you're not accustomed to learning how to certain hitters, left-handed hitters hit your way and hit it up, it's going to slice away from you. You got to get on your horse right from the get-go and start, you know, running after it. Tipton kind of coasted at first, you know, and when she got, you know, then when she realized, oh, you know, she kind of turned it on and right at the line hit off her glove, you know, and brought in a run. But that's okay. But the thing you have to address is the three errors.
You know, and after the second one by Taylor Gallion, Serena Goodwin come out of the dugout and come up a little bit to the sideline, said something to Taylor to encourage her. You know, you played so well yesterday. You got to get that one out of your head. And it could have been that one bothering her, and she's thinking, oh, crap. You know, excuse me. She's thinking, oh, Lord, here it goes again or something like that. You know, and so you've got to – it's confidence, and maybe she just went out there and told her senior to settle down.
Well, it's going to be Hudson, Tipton, and Lutrenko, 6, 7, and 8, scheduled up to face Kim Cannon here in the bottom of the third inning. Almost said top of the third. Sometimes I forget we travel some places. Pitch is low for a ball. Hudson started that four-run second inning with a single. See if she can duplicate that. Swung on, and that's up the middle, and that is a single. So a single through the box starts the third, and that's the second hit for Nadia Hudson.
And that's one thing that Coach knew she is capable of. She had like a gaudy batting average last year in JV and on-base percentage, and she knew this kid was capable of this, and that's what she put her in leadoff, but she never produced.
So now Michaela Tipton, she squares around the bunt and bunts it foul, picked up by Anders at third in foul territory. So that is the second bunt attempt, third bunt attempt. One we've popped up and hit it foul, and the other two almost in the same identical spot. So our bunting is not, our small ball is not very effective today, as the next pitch is high for a ball. Ooh, boy, Matthews behind the plate had ideas of throwing behind Hudson at first. Elected to throw it back to Cannon. Outfield shallow against Tipton. Ball in the dirt. 2-1. We're in the bottom of the third. 5-3 Black Bears over North Henderson. Swung on, and that is up and caught by Cannon. So Tipton struggles at the plate continuing.
And she's not happy with herself.
That's going to bring up Alex Lutrenko.
Yeah, batting number four, Alex Lutrenko.
Good hitter.
Fielder's choice, her first time up.
Alex.
Ball one, and it gets away down the line. Hudson has a throw from Matthews to first, and Hudson's going to go for third, and Walt's going to bring her in. Here's the throw. She's going to be safe. A throwing error down, went all the way down the line, and the outfielder was way over into the gap. So
yeah.
Hudson just was waved. When she was halfway between second and first, Walt was waving her.
Oh, yeah. I said she played so far over the center that if anything got in that corner, it's going to be trouble.
And that's exactly what it caused him. Biska picks up a run, now leads 6-3. Lutrenko swung on and lines one down. Nice pickup by Anders at third at the hot box and throws a strike over to first to retire Lutrenko. Nice defensive gem by Anders at third base for North Henderson. She stopped a sure double.
Yeah. Yeah. If it wasn't going to be foul, because it would look like it was fixing to bounce over the bag in the foul territory. But you never know.
So that's going to bring up Gallion with two outs. Piska leading 6-3 here in the bottom of the third. Called strike, got the corner.
So at least we get one of the two runs back.
0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on line. She reached up and tomahawked that. If you ever remember baseball, Manny Sanguin was the catcher for the old Pittsburgh Pirates, was one of the best bad ball hitters, and that reminded me of Manny Sanguin. As Taylor Gallion just reached above her bill and just tomahawked it to left field. For a single.
Right over the third baseman's outstretched glove. She tried to jump up to get it.
So the aggressive Gallion's on first with one out, and that's going to bring up the top of the order, Ashley Penland, who's 2-for-2 with two RBIs in this game. Pitch hit the corner, strike one. Home run in the first. run-producing single in the second. A double would near her to a cycle. Change up way high. That's one thing, you know, I've noticed with Cannon from last year to this year, her off-speed pitches, she's struggling immensely.
Yeah. Because you have to flip the wrist, and the wrist and the shoulder might not be going.
I got you. Swing it on, gap shot. Get a double, girl. She's got a double. She's got a double. Here comes a throw, and it's not going to be in time, and Pellin's going to race the third, and Pellin's a triple shy of a cycle. Go, girl.
Yeah, I told you I like a cycle. She is probably the hottest hitter right now on Pisgah's roster.
Ashley Pendlin with a double, single, and home run and three RBIs in this game. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley on the throw home, which was late getting Gallion. First pitch is ball inside to Presley. Pendlin went to third. She gets a double and goes to third on the throw to the plate. So now it's 7-3, Pisgah. Swung on, ripped down the line, but foul.
She was going for that corner.
Here's another speedster for Pisgah. Is that Sheridan Presley, who has a single, an RBI single, and flew out to deep right field. So she's 1-for-2. That might bring her batting average down to, I don't know, 600. She's been hot all season long. Change up and lays off of it. I know people
Team
love her
college,
in basketball,
oh, yeah.
And she should be, but doggone, I just love her skills as a, you know, for the next level on the softball diamond.
She is a player.
Here's the pitch. Lays off a pitch. You know, that's great. She lays off the elevations. 3-1.
You know, she's playing a little hurt right now, too, and she did in basketball season, got injured one time. I think you just about have to amputate something off her to keep her off a quarter of the field.
Well, a lot of skills and temperament from her mother. Swung on, lifted to right field, and she's upset with herself, camped underneath of this cannon, and that's all for Pisgah. But they do pick up two, and we move to the top of the fourth with the Black Bears leading the Knights 7-3. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Well, welcome back, Pisgah Nation, to the Diamond on the River. Pisgah picks up the two runs of give up, so make it 7-3 going to the top of the fourth. So that helps us out with a little cushion there, Chuck.
Well, defensive change is Casey Brown will replace Michaela Tipton in left field. You watch over there at Serena Goodwin, and she just not seems, she doesn't seem to be happy with her defense in this
She's
game.
She's not happy with her defense on
four out. Errors.
I
four
know.
Errors in this
I
game.
I know. And I guarantee you, in practice this week, they will address that issue.
Just a lot of ground balls and a lot of fly balls. That's all you can do.
You want your pitcher to pitch those and let your defense get you out, but.
What happens when errors are made is your pitcher thinks she's got to be perfect, get strikeouts, and not rely on her defense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to change that mentality. Kirkendall ready to go here in the top of the fourth to Chelsea Cannon, the right fielder. First pitch is a ball, low. Cannon, sister, younger sister of Kim Cannon, is 0 for 1 in this game, batting in the 9 hole. So it'll be 9-1-2 for the Knights. Big swing and a miss. Just blew a knee-high fastball right by her. Cannon swung over top and late. Evens the count at 1-1. 7-3, top of the fourth, favor of Pisgah. Here's Kirkendall, and the pitch changes up, grounds it over to Tomasi, gobbles it up, over to Lutrenko, and plenty of time, and that becomes a regular play for the Black Bears. It's Tomasi, gold glove third baseman, retires, and she's fearless. When you play the hot corner, you got some shots coming at you.
Oh, yeah. She took her sunglasses off now.
So that's one out. We're at the top of the order. Johnny Petrie pops one up, and Kirkendall just hauls it in as Petrie trying to get something going for the Knights. Tried to bunt it and pops it up to Kirkendall for out number two. So that's going to bring up Ellie Caldwell.
You know who Kirkendall reminds me of fielding her position? Taylor Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Willis was a great fielding pitcher. And when you got a pitcher that plays their position that way, your second base and your shortstop can play their territory and not worry too much about up center.
Well, the number two hitter in the lineup, number three this inning, is Ellie Caldwell. She is 1 for 2, excuse me, a double and reach base on an error. Lined over, and that's passed Presley into right field. This, ooh, Penland come up thinking about throwing to first, but Caldwell, knowing that can happen, got down to first quick. And so a single gives Caldwell her second hit of the game and third time on base. So a two-out single by Caldwell brings up Alex Oates, who's 1 for 2. A single and strikeout her last time up. Kirkendall ready to go. Here's the pitch. And that's grounded over to Gallion, who stabs at it, throws over to first. And that's not in time, and that got off the heel of Gallion, and you got to do it, but that's another error.
13, thanks.
So that's 5 errors in the game.
And here goes Serena Goodwin out, talking to her shortstop, clapping, giving her support.
And that's tough. You know, I mean, you know it as a player. You're sitting there going, what is going on? You know, you feel bad as the player.
And it could be you could take some bad hops and those things like that, but you feel for the kid.
Well, that's going to bring up the number four hitter, Kayla Banks. Gets away in the dirt, back to the screen. Runners move up a base. So now runners with two outs are on second and third. These pesky Knights just won't go away, will they?
No, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. And I think the problem with the Knights this year is not their batting, it's their pitching. Kim Cannon is not 100%, you can tell it.
So Banks now has a 1-0 count, cleanup hitter, 0-for-2 in the game. Grounds one, and Kirkendall stabs it, gets herself out of the jam, no runs. And one hit, strand two, so the Knights fail to score again as they mounted another rally, and we move to the bottom of the fourth, Pisgah 7, North Henderson 3.
You know, it's, again, we go back to Callie Kirkendall filling her position, and she doesn't get rattled, and that is amazing because she's had runners on base just about every single inning from errors and everything else that her teammates have committed. She just keeps going up there pitching.
Well, I tell you, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, as a former catcher, you got to get in the ear and the head of your pitcher and say, look, you just keep pitching your game. This defense, hey, look, that's going to happen sometimes. Sometimes they're going to make plays. They're going to scorch one on you, and they're going to make the play, and they're going to bail you out.
They're going to bail you out.
You cannot change your motive and, you know, the way you operate inside the circle, and we're going to have a pitching change.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was coming. And then Serena's been over there with her shortstop, showing her what she's been doing wrong. You know, we don't see it, but evidently Serena sees it, you know, because she's over on that sideline. Maybe she sees that she's doing something when she was acting like she's doing something with her shoulder and her hands. So maybe she's trying to show her what she's doing wrong. So coach them up. Wait, got them over there. Put them back out on the field. You learn from your mistakes. So I don't know who our number eight's going to be, our new pitcher.
We'll find out. We'll get a name on that. And she's making her warm-up tosses.
We're going to try to find out who the Knights' new pitcher is for us. But she's got to start off with Hale Irvin.
So Irvin.
Oh, man, what a way to start it.
Kirkendall Tomasi, heart of the order, 3-4-5, scheduled up to face the new pitcher. She puts on a mask. She may need some gear. Cover the body because the heart of the order is coming up. Here's the pitch, and she skips one up there. So one ball, no strikes on Irvin, sitting on 29 career home runs. Here's the pitch, and that's way high.
And everybody's back against the fence on defense.
So,
Floyd.
Brianna Floyd is the new pitcher. Miss Floyd will step inside the circle and has relieved Cannon. Pitch is low in the dirt, 3-0. She's not found anything resembling a strike.
And it's maybe because Kim's shoulder might be bothering her and they don't want to take any chances.
Well, you made an excellent point about off-speed having to flip the wrist. Ooh, big swing, 3-0. Green light was on for his redhead.
She's smiling. She's laughing and looking at Coach Goodwin like, did I just do that?
Old red had the green light.
And Coach Goodwin's laughing at her, smiling something back to her.
3-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Get out of here.
Oh.
Down inside the corner, off the 200 marker, and that's a stand-up double for Irvin.
We were trying to get it out of here.
So a leadoff double for Irvin brings up Callie Kirkendall, who's 0-for-1 with a walk in this game.
You know how golfers try to get that ball lean and get it in there? We were leaning here trying to get
I love the call by Ken Harrelson, Hawk. For Chicago White Sox, ball one to Kirkendall is when one of the White Sox hits a ball that's going to the wall. He's like, stretch, stretch, stretch. One ball, here comes. Swung on and just drilled it for about the fifth time towards the bridge, way out in front of Miss Brianna Floyd, the new pitcher for North Henderson. She may be wondering inside that circle what Coach McCarson, Manager McCarson's got her into. You want me to go out there against this team? Here's the pitch, and that's singled.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to bring in Irvin. Here comes the throw. Cut off as Kirkendall goes into second. So Irvin scores on a RBI single by Kirkendall, and Kirkendall moves to second on the throw home. Actually, it was cut off by the third baseman, Holly Anders, and Anders made a throw to second, but that wasn't in time.
Oh, I tell you, these kids don't mind getting them white unis dirty, do they?
That's going to bring up Shelby Tomasi, 0-for-2 on the day.
Well, hopefully Shelby can get one out. She's had one. She's got one home run this year, so we should need to get her another one.
No, that might have been like a foot outside that she got called out on, but just a tad bit outside as the first pitch is high and outside now. Tomasi, very patient.
They definitely don't have the backup pitchers, not a Kim Cannon type pitcher. She don't have the velocity.
Here's the pitch. Batman just knocks down Tomasi. It just kept rising up in on the inner half and up on Tomasi.
She went down like she's doing the, what is that called, where they go under the stick?
Limbo. Limbo. Lumbo, whatever. Here's the pitch. 3-0.
Something that you and I cannot do.
Well, Tomasi's being patient. She's looking for a pitch, and that's okay.
Let's see if she gets a green light now to go on a 3-0.
Pitchers like this could get you out of, cause slumps because you start chasing after bad pitches. Ball four. So Tomasi negotiates a walk.
She didn't even try to swing at that. She just decided, hey, if it ain't in my range, I ain't going for it.
Until you throw a strike and or I'm looking for a certain pitch, I'm not swinging. And that's discipline hitting. And that's why she's in the 5-hole. That's going to bring up Nadia Hudson, 2-for-2 on the day. Ball, low. The runner's at first and second here in the bottom of the fourth. Piska leading North Tennyson, 8-3. One ball count on Miss Nadia Hudson, who's 2-for-2, and there's a grounder over to shortstop. Petrie throws over to third to force Kirkendall at third.
Well, she had to actually wait for the ball because that would have been runner interference.
So that's one out now in the bottom of the fourth, and that's going to bring up the new substitute, and that's going to be Casey Brown, who bat from the left-hand side.
Yeah, she's a good hitter.
And quick. Outside.
She's quick, too, so that gives you more speed.
So the home manager, McCarson, came out because the umpire was given the change, but he failed to report it to the scorers and did not report it to North Tennyson. So heads up out of manager McCarson. Said, look, this is the wrong hitter up here, and the umpire said he apologized and everything's fine. Let's go back to softball. So little gamesmanship, but I'll tell you, that's heads up out of North Tennyson because she's, you see somebody in there,
it's
and
not
you haven't been
lineup.
Reported
yeah.
to change.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's fine. So that next pitch was a ball. It's 2-0. Ball high, 3-0. So Casey Brown also being patient. Batting for the first time in this game is the Black Bears lead the Knights 8-3. Called strike, took a little speed off, put it right down the middle of Broadway.
And she was taken all the way. She didn't even try. So you could tell that. She says, well, I'm going to let you give me one.
Next pitch, big swing and a miss. Miss Brown was sitting red on that pitch. And that brings the count to full 3-2 with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Ball four, walked her low. That's going to load them up with Black Bears. So for Alex Latrico, 0-for-2 in the game, a fielder's choice and ground out to third baseman. Latrico looking for first hit in the game.
She's definitely got some power.
We're going to have another pitching change.
I think Cannon's coming back in.
Cannon coming back in as Miss Brianna Floyd decided she's going to opt to get out. And that's good managing right there. Let's look. She's trying to groom a little, a younger pitcher or something like that because you don't know how stable that shoulder is of Miss Kim Cannon, right?
Yeah, you don't. And she's not, we said it at the beginning of the show, she don't have the velocity that she had last year. I mean, last year she absolutely dominated us over there up north. And we took the game over here, but it was really close. I mean, she had velocity. Her fastball was snapping the glove. And this year it's just not there. It's just, you said, 10 miles off them pitches at least.
From what I've seen and remember her last year, and and we saw her, we did not see her on the return visit when we went over to North Tennyson. When they came back, she was on that problem with the on the shelf.
That's
at that
correct.
Time.
That is right.
And then they dearly missed her.
Oh yes.
Because North made a lot of noise in the conference last year. Everybody was like North Tennyson.
Oh yeah.
They got this pitching. They got great hitters. They were winning games. They were contending.
And their Apple Valley Middle School program is really coming up in softball, and it's what's feeding this North Henderson High School, and That's why this program's getting steadily better every year. And plus, when you have to play against a Franklin and a Pisgah every year, year in and year out, you're going to have to do something. You're either going to have to start competing or you just fold it up and go home.
Well, like we said in the pregame show, Pisgah is like the primetime players. The light turns on and they play, you know, like they're on primetime. Mm-hmm. And you got to be ready. And you got, hey, it's seven innings of intense softball. Things don't go your way, and you can't let it rattle you. Mm-hmm. And Brevard showed that they weren't ready for prime time.
They're not.
Cannon's first pitch to Lutrenko is just inside. Ball one. Bases are full here in the bottom of the fourth with one out. Pisgah has an 8-3 lead. And, boy, if Lutrenko could just lose one over the fence right now.
Oh, she'd be a hero.
Grand salami. Pitches outside and hits the bat of Lutrenko, and that's a live ball, folks. You stand inside that batter's box and throw by a catcher. If it hits you and ricochets off, you as a base runner can move up.
Yeah, and that was the heady running last night with Mahala Irvin.
Swung on, popped up, center field comes running in, and that drops. So everybody's going to move up with a single by Lutrenko. A Canton leaguer. We're not going to call that a Texas leaguer. We're going to call that a Canton leaguer.
It was shallow, and the outfield is playing so far back that if you hit anything shallow like it, they've got to run a long way to catch it, and that's basically what happened.
Well, the bases stay full, and Lutrenko, and there's a grounder over to Petrie, throws to the plate to nail Nadia Hudson, forces her out as Galleon swinging on the first pitch.
And the infield for North was playing really in. The second and shortstop were just about even with the pitcher that time.
Another thing, my dad, when you had a bloop single, my dad used to tell me, look in the press box, you can tell everybody it was a line drive. It's a line drive single in the box score in the newspaper the next day. You know? People look and say, oh, you got a single, an RBI single, you know, to center. Well, you didn't say it blooped in there, you know.
Here comes our girl. She just needs a triple, right?
Yeah. I'm running all day. I don't care where I'm hitting it. I'm running to third. Just tell everybody, don't stop.
Just don't stop. I'm going to run over you, run up your back.
Ashley Penham, double RBI, single RBI, and she hits one right to Petrie. And so that, a perfect day, is squandered as she lines one to Petrie at short to end the inning, and that's all for Pisgah as they pick up two runs and add to their lead as we move to the top of the fifth. Pisgah 9, North Tennyson 3. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code MedWest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, Pisgah fans. We got a 9-3 lead here for the Pisgah. And going into the top of the fifth, two pitching changes in that inning by North Henderson, and Pisgah still gets two runs.
Maybe manager McCarson for North Tennyson wanted to give, kind of working Gannon back slowly, but, you just can't go crazy and leave an inexperienced pitcher in there. Couldn't find the strike zone, so she brought in her ace to try and close it out. But anyhow, 9-3. That's all Pisgah so far. It'll be 5-6-7 scheduled up to face Kirkendall. Cheyenne Matthews will lead it off. First pitch is high for a ball. Matthews 1-for-2 in this game. Single and ground out to short. Line score for Pisgah, 9 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors. That's unusual. And 7 left on base.
This could easily be a 9-0 score.
Sharp stab by Kirkendall. That was a liner going out. That's what they call the comebacker.
She just reached out and just smacked that thing, and it could have easily got by her and been a double. She's out there laughing like, how in the world did I get that?
Just reach out, young lady, and grab the ball. And that's exactly what she did. And that's going to bring up Kim Cannon, who's 1-for-2, reached on an error her last time up onto left field. And she's hacking on that first pitch. Boy, what a play by Kirkendall to start this top of the fifth inning.
She's still smiling about it.
That ball was scorched. One hopper, all you have time to do is put your glove down, and she did, and it was right in her glove.
And she was still coming out of her motion.
Here's the 0-1 pitch in the dirt. So one ball, one strike. In tight. So it's 2-1 on Cannon. Kirkendall pitching a gem. Support still with 5 errors behind her. Grounder foul. Latrinkle stabs it. Stops from going. North Tennyson has 3 runs, 5 hits, has made 1 error, and has also left 7 runners on base. But the big surprise is the 5 errors by the defense of Pisgah. Popped up out of play. So remains 2-2 on Cannon with one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah leading by 6, 9-3. On deck is the designated hitter, Haley Pace.
A familiar name to us Pisgah fans.
Pace, in her senior year at Western Carolina University, catching and third baseman, playing more third base for the Catamounts. Curveball in the dirt, gets away from Irvin, but that's ball 3. So now it's a full count. Cannon doubled into the gap her first time up, failed to score. Then reached base and failed to score on the error by Tipton in left field in that third inning. And that scored, but this time that got by Kirkendall. Kirkendall was a little wider base. It's like there's, you know, she's going to have nightmares of balls coming at her.
She just couldn't get down far enough for that one. When she comes out of her pitching motion, she's leaning more toward third base, and the balls are coming to her right or her left hand side, which is her glove side. So she really is going the wrong way to catch a ball coming that way to her right or to her left.
That's going to bring up Haley Pace now. So Cannon's on first, one out, top of 5. Kirkendall gets her sign, toes the rubber. Here she comes in the dirt. Ball 1. This offensive team of the Knights can hit. The bats, they've got them.
They've got them. It's the pitcher.
You got to be safe. Leads are not safe with this team. Ball 2, a little low and outside. Kirkendall wanted it, but.
Yeah, she's giving the little smile again. What she's known for, which is her nickname now, Smiley. I think she's trying to pitch a drop ball and is dropping when it gets to the plate.
So ball three, I don't know. That last one looked over the plate and about knee high. And Kirkendall just kind of froze a little bit, but one plate umpire thought it was low. So we got to go with the man in blue.
Oh, yeah.
3-0. Here it comes. Took a little speed off and got a strike called. Popped it about above the knees inside corner. So it's now 3-1 to Haley Pace. Hit by a pitch and reached base on an error by the shortstop, Taylor Gallion. So she's 0-for-1 in this game. Into left field and over the head of Casey Brown. That's going to be extra bases as the throw goes into the plate, picked up by Irvin backing it up and then scampers back to the plate. So misjudged, but never hit her glove, so she's going to get a double. I'm telling you, they don't back away from swinging the bats, this North Tennyson team.
Mm-mm.
So the defense wasn't an error, but it was misplayed in left field. And so I bet you there will be a lot of outfield work and a lot of ground balls taken by the infield next practice.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how they can be so sharp in one game and turn around and be so.
But as a player, if you're playing in the infield and you haven't made an error, you cannot let their play affect you. You got to stay focused.
You do.
Look, you got to do your job. You can't be worrying about their job. They've got to work themselves out of it. That's going to bring up Larry Robinson, the first baseman. Sacrifice bunt and blew a fastball by Kirkendall. Getting a little serious now with runners on second and third with one out here in the top of the fifth.
Irvin went out and talked to her catcher, to her pitcher. Whatever she said was funny because Callie started laughing.
Kirkendall ready to go. Here's her pitch. Foul back into the backstop. So it's now 0-2. Got Robinson in a hole. No two hole. Make a fine pitch right here and get two outs. You got the number 9 hitter on deck who's 0-2.
And Mahala wants it outside.
Here's the pitch. Curveball right back at Kirkendall. Looks her back, throws the first to Latrinko. They got him hung up. And she got him tagged out, so no run scores. Holy smokes, we get out of the jam. A comebacker right back at Kirkendall. She stabbed it, looked the runner back at third, threw to Latrinko to retire the runner, but the runner on second, Haley Pace, was halfway in between second and third. Latrinko just threw to Presley, and Presley tagged her out going back in the second.
I'm going to tell you. To end that top of the inning, but for Callie Kirkendall, she is probably the headiest player. You can't teach to look the runner back. You can, but 90% of the time you try to coach that and kids ain't going to listen to you. But she did it yesterday. Remember, she held the runner on second in that key position at Bavard by looking at the runner, then throwing the first. Mm-hmm. The runner never advanced. Same thing here again today. She looked the runner, knew she had plenty of time to throw the first. Then they get the other runner caught between second and third.
Well, that's no runs in the top of the fifth inning. And as Rhonda highlighted, is that you keep pitching out of jams, and it's instinct. Tomasi getting that ground ball and whipping it to second base, knowing what kind of runner she had going from first to second.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkendall looking runners back, taking her time, setting her feet, throwing, and allowing the other team to make base running mistakes and capitalizing, taking that opportunity they give you. And all right, you're gonna have some poor base running. We're gonna get you out, and we're going to grab some bats and start gripping and ripping.
Just like Serena said. She said there's some things you can't teach players, Mahala Irvin being one of them, teaching instincts on running and bases, paying attention and stuff. This team has a lot of players with just instinct, natural instinct.
Well, it'll be Presley, Irvin, Kirkendall, 2-3-4 scheduled up here in the bottom of the fifth as the Black Bears lead the North Henderson Knights 9-3. Biscuit can win this. They move to 7-0. They have a one-game lead right now in Franklin.
And that would give the first half of the season undefeated, which is as big. This game will end the first half of the conference.
I believe Franklin is 6-1 because they beat Tuscola yesterday.
11-0.
11-0. So not 5-1. Tuscola, Franklin is 6-1 in the conference. Here's Cannon's first pitch to Sheridan Presley, low for a ball. We've just begun the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Presley, Irvin, Kirkendall. Presley has one hit and three at-bats. An RBI. Slaps at it, pulls on it, hits it foul. Okay. I'm trying to... What is that on her
wrist? That's tape. I thought it was tattoos when I first seen her, and I thought, no.
It's like this foreign Egyptian writing or something like that, you know?
Tape on her forearm.
Ball in the dirt. Cannon really struggling with her off-speed pitches. I tell you what, you know what? She cannot right now throw them for strikes. I'm locking, loading on just a batting practice speed fastball.
And that's about all the things she's got right now.
Because she's really struggling, and it's so over... done and exaggerated. It's so slow you can even adjust if it's across the plate. That's line right field over the head. That's going to be one. Presley going for two. She's thinking about it and she's going to third. Here's the throw and she's going to be out. It took a perfect throw and North Tennyson got a perfect relay, so Presley will get a double and thrown out at third base from the right fielder nine to the second baseman, to the third baseman.
And so Walt motioned her to come on, so she was doing what her coach said.
That's not on Presley. That's on the third base coach. He called her. Presley did exactly what the coach told her. He rounded. He wanted her to try and take three. So now, no runners around, and that brings up Irvin, who gets a knee-high outside corner. Pitch called for a strike, so it's 0-1. Irvin... two doubles, two RBI so far today, two for two in a walk. Called strike, painted the corner. Cannon experienced about facing Mahala Irvin, keeping the ball away. Cannon, here she comes with the 0-2 pitch. And just protecting herself, reaches out and slaps it foul down the first baseline. Is Irvin.
Got herself in a hole in 0-2 count, knowing that she has to protect the plate. So anything close, she's going to try to hack at.
Absolutely. So Presley led off with a double, but got thrown out at third, trying to stretch it into a triple. To lead off the bottom of the fifth. That's how we stand right now. With the score 9-3 Pisgah. Way outside. Wasted one. See if Irvin would slap at that one, but she didn't. On deck is Kirkendall, who's 1-for-2 in the game. Irvin, career, 29 home runs. Ball low, boy, she changed speeds, and Irvin waited to the last sack and bent over and watched it. That unbelievable, that was the type of pitch that was called a strike two nights ago in Texas that's got Major League Baseball all over Marty Foster, the umpire.
Ooh.
Come in tight. Missed her. So now it's 3-2 to Irvin. Irvin got in a whole 0-2.
And then swung at a pitch. And then she threw her three straight balls. So this is...
So she worked herself back into a 3-2
count.
This will
be the seventh pitch to her.
Swung on and just nicks it foul. Dribbles it over to Kirkendall on deck. On the third base side. So she's seen a lot of pitches. Waiting for her one so she can... just jump all over it. Here's Cannon's pitch. Ball in tight. Walks her. I bring up Kirkendall. As we said, is 1-for-2 in the game with a walk and a single. Irvin was looking out. Cannon pitched in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great things about this game. You know, it's the game, the battles that you have. Between pitcher and hitter. Dribbled foul by Kirkendall. Irvin was sure she was going to pitch something out and away from her because she gave her a steady diet of things away. And Cannon on a 3-2 count busted her high and in tight. If she just got it just a little bit more in, you know, towards the plate, she'd have been called out because she had totally surprised Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
Love those battles in this game. here's the pitch to Kirkendall. Missed outside.
It's not like Cannon don't know what she's doing. She has it. It's just it's not coming from her brain to her arm.
Physically can't do it.
No, physically.
She's struggling right now with that shoulder that was operated and had to put on a shelf, a rotator cuff.
Ooh.
And you just, there's a, it's like a totally different pitchers from last year to this year. And it's like Doc Holliday for the Philadelphia Phillies. They were talking about it today. Look, he knows how to pitch, but his stuff, his fastball, he can't get pitchers out with his stuff. He can throw strikes and get them out. He can't do that now. He's got to nibble and he's got to learn to adjust because he's lost speed on his fastball. He's not 94, mid-90s fastball with movement. It's about 90, 91, and he's getting it up and hanging it over the plate. Fouled off by Kirkendall, so now the count still remains at 2-2. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Piskin leads North Henderson 9-3. Irvin, who walked moments ago, is on first. Kirkendall has her hand up asking for time, gets herself set. 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Ball inside. Boy, that was close, but just missed. So now the count's 3-2 to Kirkendall with Tomasi on base, or on deck.
You know, Tomasi's just waiting to get a pitch so she can hit one. You can just see it in her eyes. She's got that look, that killer instinct.
Cannon ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. That's out of play. But the thing about Tomasi and some of these hitters in this game, it's not the fact that what they've hit and how many hits they've got. It's the patience of not trying to go out and swing at something that I don't want to hit. If I'm not, if it's not a strike, I'm not going to swing at it.
Right.
I'll take my walk and I'll wait till the next time.
It has to be where she wants it.
And Tomasi got four pitches nowhere near the plate. They were slow, but she refused to go after it. Swung on, popped up in the infield, around the circle. Cannon camps underneath it, calls it in for out number two. That's going to bring up Tomasi.
Now batting number 13, Shelly Tomasi.
So, Pisgah pitcher is retired by North Henderson's pitcher on a pop-up. Out number two, Irvin still remains at first for Tomasi, who's 0-2 in this game with a walk and scored a run. On deck, Nadia Hudson. And there again, high, elevated a fastball. Tomasi not going after it, not her pitch.
Nope.
Tomasi right now is looking low. She can just throw that bat barrel down and just drive it. Stay strong in the middle. And she does, and she lines one to left field for a single. That's hitting.
Yeah, she waited for his where she wanted it.
So her patience is rewarded, and the inning continues with a sharp single to left by Shelby Tomasi, bringing up Nadia Hudson. Runners at first and second for Pisgah here in the bottom of the fifth, nursing a six-run lead, 9-3. Swing on, base hit, right field. Here comes Irvin, throw to the plate, maybe in time, and she does get safe. Bobbled the ball, no, bobbled the ball, she's safe. So Irvin, backside was tagged, but Matthews, the home plate umpire, says she had bobbled the ball. So that is a RBI single for Nadia Hudson. Tomasi goes to third on the throw to the plate, as well as Hudson, who goes to second. So now the score is 10-3, and here's Casey Brown. Casey Brown swings at a high fastball. Came up empty, so it's 0-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth, 10-3, Black Bears. Pitch, high, outside, throw down the third. Tomasi gets up, gets away from left. Here comes a throw to the plate, and now it's over to second, so they're throwing it around. So a throwing error by the catcher, trying to pick Tomasi off at third. Tomasi went head first. And the throw went out to left field. And the key to that play was Tomasi coming down the line in, you know, coming off the base in foul territory, but when the throw going back into fair territory, you're going to have, it's either going to hit her or, you know, you run interference to the third baseman. So that's a great base running out of Tomasi, as now it's 1-2 on Casey Brown, and big swing and a miss, and she strikes out, and that's the end of the inning. So Pisgah picks up two more runs, and after five complete innings, the Black Bears lead 11-3. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back, Pisgah Nation. Like Chuck said, before we went away on the break, Pisgah scored two more runs. We're now ahead 11-3 going into the top of the sixth, and Callie's still on the mound or in the circle. So that was, you know, some really crazy base running there by the Bears, but it ended up being in the positive side for us, Chuck.
Well, it's four Pisgah, one run in the first, four runs in the second, two runs in the third, two runs in the fourth, two runs in the fifth. They've scored every inning. They have an 11-3 lead, 11 runs, 14 hits, eight men left on base, and have committed five errors. Leading off for North Henderson will be Chelsea Cannon, the right fielder. Number nine hitter. Kirkendall's first pitch is high. Ball one. North Henderson scored one in the first, two in the third, and that's all they've gotten. Three runs, six hits, left eight runners on base, and have committed two errors. Seven errors in this game by two solid defensive softball teams. Happens sometimes, doesn't it?
It does happen.
You just battle through it. And just the way it is. You play the game, keep battling through it. Can't do nothing about it. That was last inning. So here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Kirkendall to the number 9 hitter, Cannon, who's 0-2, and she grounds one over to Presley at second base, picked up, flipped over to Latrinko, and plenty of time to retire Cannon. Out number one.
You know, we were talking about this earlier today. Presley and Tomasi throw like guys. They don't throw like girls. They've got arms on them.
That is true. Now we go to the top of the order, Johnny Petrie, who's 0-3 in this ballgame. Shortstop for North Henderson. Pitch is grounded in the hole. Tomasi can't get it. Gallion does throw over and not in time. So that will be an infield single for Petrie, as that was just deep in the hole. Tomasi lunged and dove for it, couldn't get it. Gallion was behind her, picked it up, and threw a strike, but just not in time for Petrie, and has some speed.
McCracken's over in first base now, replacing Latrinko. She had stretched all the way out for it.
So that's a seventh hit for North Henderson. Now to bring up Ellie Caldwell, who has two of them. Double and a single so far. 2-for-3 in this game. Popped up. Here comes Tomasi. Diving and calls it in. Nice play by Tomasi.
There's that third baseman again.
A little looping pop-up. Didn't think she could get there, but Tomasi, because she was playing in front of the bag, came in foul territory and hauled that in for out number two. And that's going to bring up Alex Oates, the number three hitter, who's 1-for-3 in the game with a single. Big swing and a miss. Tried to go after a high fastball. Came up empty.
She had to dive for it. And it was about like the catch last night by that girl from Brevard in center field, Avery. Laquisha Avery.
Only a sophomore, as Tomasi popped up. May have room. Tomasi calls for it. That's all for the Knights as Tomasi hauls it in. So the Knights strand a runner here in the top of the six, and we move to the bottom half of the six with Pisgah leading 11-3.
And there's Coach Goodwin out there coaching up her shortstop again. Evidently, she must have been playing too deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that I just love Coach Goodwin about. She just, every time she gets a chance, she works with these kids. She loves them. She's a great coach. And the kids love her. So, oh, by the way, we got to remind everybody, May 18th, drawdown. If you haven't got your tickets, you can come by the ball fields. There's a coach usually here that's got some. I've got some to sell. If you want to come and see me, just dial me up. I got a drawdown ticket. $100 chance to win $5,000, folks, and it raises money for the athletic department. It's good for a good cause. It goes for these kids, and that's what it's all about.
So and May 18th. They got one of the greatest, funniest MCs around.
Yeah, I wonder who that might be.
Anyhow, buy a ticket. You'll find out, folks.
You have to come and see.
You get a great steak dinner, great atmosphere,
oh, yeah.
Great night.
We have
fun. Night. Oh, yeah.
And then May 11th, the alumni game at C.E. Weatherby Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to be big.
That's big. I know a bunch of these Pisgah boys are already practicing, already getting in shape. I know Sam Jackson that went to Western Carolina's playing again, and Cody Henson this year is coming out. Him and Sam were on that team where they called them the Sack Masters. So both of them would be playing, I know of.
And the inaugural season for the Haywood County Post 47 Dragoons will start May 22nd.
First time we've had Legion Baseball in Haywood County for a while.
Long time, 87 long, years.
That's a long time.
But it's coming to Haywood County.
And something really, truly needed for the kids in this community.
Well, summertime baseball needs to be played. Well, Cannon is done with her warm-up tosses.
Number two, Mason McCracken.
And she's going to go without a mask for the first time.
No, it's under her shoulder.
Oh, I see it. So it's going to be Mason McCracken going to lead off for Alex Latrinko here in the bottom of the six. Followed by
Kelsey Long.
Kelsey Long.
Kelsey Alexander.
Kelsey Alexander.
Sorry.
That's right. You're in basketball mode right now. Pitches high to CeCe McCracken. CeCe, surprised that she let the first pitch go. Usually hacking at that first pitch.
She's got that Dominican mentality.
Swung on. Left field. Over the head. Up against the wall. CeCe on her horse, and there she goes in with a stand-up double. So McCracken on the second pitch.
There you go.
Gets a double.
She's been struggling all year, and that's good to see that happen for that young. She's got a bat. She can hit the ball. It's just getting the at-bats, and so if she ever gets up there, she's got the mentality to hit.
So Mason McCracken gets a leadoff double. That brings up pitch hitter Casey Alexander here in the bottom of the six. Pisgah 11, North Henderson 3. Pisgah looking to move to 7-0 in the conference. And that is up the middle for a single. McCracken will hold at third.
Yeah, she's not the most fleet of runner on the base.
Well, she's got a knee brace.
She's had ACL surgery, so.
And that was off the handles, and that was sort of close to Johnny Petrie at short, who made an attempt at it. We had to wait to see if she was going to get it. So a single by Alexander puts runners on the corner for Ashley Pellin, who still can get her cycle with a triple.
Still.
First pitch is way outside. Ashley Pellin has a home run solo, RBI single, and a RBI double to go with a ground out, so she, or a line out, so she is 3-for-4. There's one up the middle. Go! Keep running all the way. No, it's going to be a single. That's another RBI single, so she's 4-for-5 as Ashley Pendleton continues to be hot.
Oh, hot. I mean, smoking hot.
I'd be yelling at Kelsey Alexander, just keep running.
Just keep running. I'm going to run up your back. I got to get my triple.
That's going to bring up Sharon and Presley.
Just pass her on the bags.
Presley is 2-for-4. Grounder pat. Oh, nice dab by the first baseman. So it moves the runners up.
Now batting number 7, Mahala Urban.
Presley grounds out for the first out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Irvin. Nice pat on the back.
Well, that is a ritual that she has to have before she goes to bat. She has to have a hug every time from Coach Goodwin.
Okay.
Every time.
Okay.
You talk about coaches being superstitious
just
now.
Just hug on that ball and hit it over the fence. First pitch is outside from Cannon to Irvin. Runners at second and third, one out. Here in the bottom of the sixth, 12-2-3. One more run, and this game ends on the mercy rule. Pitches outside, and they're going to be content probably to Walker. This may be an intentional walk. And rather just take your luck with four, you know, a double play, because there's only one out. Bases are loaded. You need one more run.
Way outside.
Yeah, they're not going to pitch to her. This is an unintentional, intentional walk.
Exactly.
So 3-0. Here comes pitch number 4. And that's coming the same spot.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. So Kirkendall will have the bases full of Black Bears when she comes up. The number 4 hitter is 1-for-3 in this game with a single and a walk.
And then probably the coach for North Henderson decided to take her chances with Callie instead of Mahala.
Over at third is Kelsey Alexander. She represents the enforcement of the 10-run mercy rule. First pitch to Kirkendall's high and in tight. So Cannon.
Look how close the shortstop is to at the gap right there.
Carson manages North Henderson. Fouled out of play. She was hacking, took a high pitch, and drove it out.
And that one goes in the river.
So that's about the 7th ball hit to the bridge or somewhere around. But the fact is you teach your kids to fight to the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to concede anything. Even though it's 12-3, you're 9 runs down. Mm-hmm. You want to prevent and at least get another at bat. Mm-hmm. Just missed inside and 2-1. That didn't miss by much.
No.
So it's 2-1 to Kirkendall with the bases full. All Piska has to do to enforce the 10-run mercy rule is get Alexander to score. Here's the pitch. Hits her, and that's a ball game as soon as Alexander touches home. So an RBI hit by batsman, and that's a ball game, folks, as Piska wins this game 13-3 in 6 innings. So the 10-run mercy rule is enforced, and the Black Bears, more importantly, stay undefeated in the conference, running through the first half of the cycle of the schedule, going undefeated at 7-0 with a 1-game lead over 6-1 Franklin. We'll be back in a moment after these messages with our postgame show.
This broadcast of Piska Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Medwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Medwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Medwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, Project Manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Well, welcome back to the Diamond on the River. Chuck, a big, big game for Pisgah. They finished the game out 13-3, called it the Mercy Rule, but... you know, first, the huge thing about it is we finished the first part of the season undefeated. We're going into the second half. You know, we got to play, we start out playing East Henderson Friday here at the park. And so, we start the second half of the season. Then we meet Franklin next week, which could, I think, ultimately decide the conference title.
Well, you're right, Rhonda. The second half of the conference play will begin on Friday with the East Henderson Eagles coming in here to the Diamond on the River complex. And you always, that's what you want to do. You want to go the first half, you want to get a jump on everybody else. Because if you go through undefeated, that means you're on top of the standings. And that's exactly where they are. They're a one game lead over Franklin, who's got a 6-1 conference record. Pisgah moved to 7-2-1 overall, but 7-0 in the conference. And so you're on top, undefeated, with a one game over Franklin. And you just took a team that was two losses, now three losses. So you're three games up on North Henderson. I mean, that's where you want to be. You want to be the hunt. You know, you want to be the team that is on top and everybody's chasing you.
The one thing that stands out is the two losses that Pisgah has. Nobody understands that Inca's undefeated. They're rolling right now. They're beating top competition, and we went 1-0 in that game.
I don't care about the Inca game. The Inca game was they could be undefeated is that we were missing four starters.
Exactly. But then you go to Alexander Central. You play the number one team in the 4A division. You play the defending 4A state champion. You go to their grounds, and you play, and we get whooped.
A nationally recognized
team,
right.
Too. And so I think it helped us more than anything get the confidence for us to play anybody because we're playing tough teams.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's just what you want to do. You want to continue on. Line score for this game, North Henderson, 3 runs, 7 hits, made 2 errors, left 9 runners on base. Pisgah, because they left the, you know, they had 13 runs, 17 hits, 5 errors. That's something that will be addressed. But, you know, sometimes you have those games.
Yeah.
And they left 11 runners on base. Of course, 3 of them were on at the end of the game when the game was called because of the mercy rule. And we're waiting on because we're going to get the star of the game, Ashley Penland.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be Ashley Penland. She went 4 or 5, home run, 4 RBIs. She had a double, a single, and she was 1 short of a cycle. And you were saying on that last hit, she said, run over everybody. We want to cycle. Which would have been great. And that's unusual in softball because, you know, it's getting so competitive now on the girls' side is that softball is so competitive.
Well, so, we're going to take a break right here and come back, and we're waiting for Ashley Penland to come over here.
Here she comes now.
So
we'll just stay here, and then I'll get Ashley Penland, and then I'll do an interview with her. So
let's take a break. Right,
let's
now.
Take a break. She's okay. Getting some congratulations.
Go ahead,
Tim, back at the studio. Pay some bills for us.
Hi, this is Chad Upton, voice of the Pisgah Bears. Coming up on the evening of Saturday, May the 18th, is the annual Pisgah High School Boosters Club Drawdown Dinner.
It's your chance to win some big money and help all of the athletic programs at Pisgah High School. Tickets include a steak dinner for two and are available by calling the school at 646-3440. Again, you can dial 646-3440 for your tickets to the annual Pisgah Boosters Club Drawdown Dinner. Join us for an exciting event and join WPTL in backing the Bears.
Looky what they got now. Hometown Hardware on Radio Hill in Canton has a key-making machine. You'll find hundreds of blanks for most any lock, and they'll cut them quick at Hometown Hardware. Oh, yeah, they include those computer chip vehicle keys, and they do it for a lot less than you'd pay at a dealership. Don't forget their bill pay service for cell, utility, and other bills. At Hometown Hardware on Radio Hill, Canton, 10,000 square feet of everything you need.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, Pisgah Nation, to the Diamond on the River, where the Black Bears were victorious today, 13-3 over the North Henderson Knights. It was called in the Mercy Rule in 16, and we have the star of the game here to get a little comment from Ashley Penland. 4-5, home run, a single, a double, 4 RBIs. She was just one slight short of a cycle. We needed to trip. Chuck was wanting you to run over everybody out there on that last hit. Get that triple. He's wanting you to run over Kelsey out there and get over to third. So, but how does it feel, darling, to come out your first home run of the season, that solo home run, right off the bat, boom. How did that feel coming up there at the bat?
Well, I didn't really know it was going to happen, and I don't know. It hadn't happened this year or last year or anything.
Is that
like
your first career home run?
No, I hit one in middle school, but first high school, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you hit that thing sweet, and it went deep. And when it hit the bat, and Chuck and I was both saying, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. But how does it feel to be a big contributor to a team that's really surging right now? You're starting to play well, minus the errors today, which we had, but we're really playing well right now.
Well, I'm just happy that I'm on the team. That's awesome. It's great. I didn't expect to be up here, but it's cool.
Now, you're just a sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you played basketball, and then you're playing outfield. Now, Coach had you move today to the opposite field right before game time. We get noticed. Did that put you in a kind of in a bind or anything? Did it catch you off guard?
Not totally. Just being on first base side, knowing I can throw it to first and get them out.
But so she put you over there because of your strong arm?
Well, I believe it's because Michaela's eyes, but other than that.
I know. She and folks, Michaela Tipton had surgery in the offseason, still hasn't healed totally well yet. So maybe that was the reason. But you go in, you contribute big today to a big win against a really tough opponent, North Henderson. Biggest part is Pisgah 7-0 in the conference right now.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got, starting over the second half, we have East, and then we got Franklin next week. And Franklin will probably decide the championship, the conference tournament, or champion then. How do you feel about going into those games? Do you feel confident or what?
I'm pretty confident, and I'm sure everybody else is. We've been doing really good lately, so I hope we keep it up.
Working hard in practice. Well, folks, you heard it here from Ashley Penland, star of the game, 4-5. If you missed the game, home run, single, a double, 4 RBIs. And she just did it all today. So this is Rhonda Bird along with my partner Chuck Fiebernitz. We will be back Friday here at the Diamond on the River Park, where it'll be Pisgah versus East Henderson at 3:45 airtime for pregame show, 4:00 game time. If you can't come, join us. Be glad to have you. So we'll see you Friday, or you will listen to us Friday. So long from the park.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.